It's a worried man, they sang a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Tell them, I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Hey, thank you. Did he do good? I'm proud of him. You know, in bluegrass music, I'm sure if you follow this very much, you know in bluegrass you have songs about coal mines, moonshining, and every now and then somebody in the song has to die. That's just bluegrass, isn't it? Anybody up here ever die? No? Okay. Well, here's a song that if you listen to Sirius Radio very much, you've probably heard this song some over the last two or three years. It's been really good to us. It was written by a guy up in eastern Kentucky named Kyle Burnett. And we want to try it here for you now. It's one called The Thorn Tree Shade.
Here's one about going to prison again. We got a few of those. There's one called Down in a Cell.
The train moves slowly down a long and winding track. As I ride, I wonder when and if I'll ever be coming back. I can't help but think that this could be my last farewell. And it's a long and lonesome life down in a cell. The only life I know. My mama died when I was 10. There was no place I could go. Some people tried to guide me, but I was destined to rebel. And it's a long and lonesome life down in a cell.
Time to do you one more song, and we've certainly been enjoyed being with y'all this past weekend. And from all the guys, Harry Clark, Patton Wedges, Toby Lanny, Chris Williamson, myself, Glenn Harrell, thank you so much for coming and listening to our part of the show. And as always, folks, we want to be the first ones here tonight to wish everybody Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, folks. We'll leave you with another number here that Toby wrote that we get a lot of requests for. Hey, where are y'all going? Oh, yeah, yeah, by all means. Someone escorted her over there to the CD table. But we'll leave you with this one here. It's one called The Rich Man's Daughter.
One, two, three, four.
side of the city. Her daddy was a wealthy man and she was long and pretty. I had to make her mine. So I tried and I tried and I tried. Her daddy didn't like me much cause I had no plans for money. I was gonna take his little girl and move out to the country. My plans he would deny. Though I try and I try and I try. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. And he leads me to the rich man's daughter. Stopped by just to drop her off a letter. We had to plan round her old man so I could come and get her. If he caught me, I would die. So I try and I try and I try. So I picked her up in my old truck and we headed for the country. A year went by, we had a child even though we had no money. At night I'd hear her cry. The baby with her, and the only way back to yesterday was a trail along the river. I had to find my bride, so I try and I try and I try. And he leadeth me beside the still water, and he leads me to the rich man's daughter. She grew up on the wrong side of the city. Her daddy was a wealthy man and she was long and pretty. I had to make her mine. So I tried and I tried and I
This is Jam Live, and you've been listening to Volume 5. We recorded their live performances on June 11th and 12th at the 2016 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. Our next guests, the Foggy Hogtown Boys, are five musicians hailing from Toronto. Since 2001, the Foggy Hogtown Boys have been delighting bluegrass fans across North America and around the world. What started as a weekly bar gig among friends has grown into one of Canada's most popular roots music acts. The band has released five albums. The Foggy Hogtown Boys includes Andrew Collins on mandolin, Chris Cool on guitar and banjo, Max Heineman on bass, Chris Quinn on banjo and guitar, and John Showman on fiddle. And now we bring you the Foggy Hogtown Boys.
We're going to feature our banjo player, Chris Quinn, over there on a great old number called Flint Hill Special. Hope you like it.
The thing to remember about Chris Quinn, folks, is he's smiling on the inside.
Thank you.
We will be we'll be back at the CD table right after we play for the 20 minutes between bands. Come and talk to us. We're both polite and fascinating people to speak with. We'll feature Andrew on this one. This is one that was written by our friend John Reichman. It's called The Big Bug, and we'll see you soon. John told us we'd each get paid $300 a day, and which seemed great, but then I was actually just looking at the contract, the fine print, and there's something in there that says a day specified when the sun goes down. So I've actually contacted my lawyer, and we're definitely going to work this
Apparently
out.
We only made $50.
So buy lots of CDs is what I'm trying to say, because we might be getting stiffed. We're going to we've been doing a lot of Johnny Cash and Carter Family tunes lately, and we're going to do a few of those in this set. And this is one of them that we learned from the Carter Family. It features Andrew here. It's called "Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down."
Ah!
Listening to a live performance by the Foggy Hogtown Boys, recorded by Jam Live, June 11th and 13th, 2016, at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. A special thank you to the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for all their support. This show is brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you all for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, there's much more to entertain you on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live page. Catch you next time.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Arden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah.